All right.
Yeah. Okay. Great stuff. Okay, guys. Restart.
Guys.
Yeah.
I can't do another intro.
I am optimistic for another 100 DOL episodes and 100 more Four and Fable episodes.
I need Four and Fable so bad. Okay. Yeah. And another start. Yes. And okay, this is episode still no turtlenecks, still no watches,
yeah, the not
no
watch
chains.
Episode.
I could actually go for a chain now because I've now bought like 5 watches off that website since
what the fuck?
I wanted that initial watch. So now I could really go for maybe like a Cuban or something, you know.
Yeah, what kind of style do you guys want? You want something thin and elegant, or do you want like loud?
So they're the most resale value.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever pawn shop's like the most.
Yeah. Rolex.
Pawn shop favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Brian doesn't have like weight in this decision. Yeah. Yeah. He just gets put on the mailing list. Me and you, Poop, we'll get together and we'll pick.
Can you pick? Well, I don't know. Like, is it a meme watch or is it going to be custom made, like for a Fable watch or something you actually want to wear?
Asked for it. It was a very specific Versace watch on Amazon.
That's gone.
And then
now.
It's not on there anymore.
Yeah, that's very, very out of date.
Now
that was in 2020 or something.
Yeah, more into the older watch game now. Anyway, so
it's
I
vintage.
Think,
it's even more expensive.
I got my Rado. Okay, I'm thinking. Yeah, you included the turtleneck, and now I'm thinking turtleneck and chain. What a classic combo, you know. Yeah. Lonely Island, some The Rock. Everyone's done it. It's just cool. It's fresh.
Timeless. Yeah.
Timeless. Yeah, it's not fresh.
I was thinking it's the timeless. Black guys from Snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
A couple
Snatch.
Of them wear the turtlenecks, chains. Yeah. It's a very cool look.
Good movie. I guess that was the look back then. I don't know.
Back then, there's 50s? Just some people. There's some people that just have that capability of pulling it off. I think my hesitance towards it.
Lonely Island.
It was like early 2000s.
I'm just gonna look like a big fat head sticking out of a turtleneck, dude.
Yeah, you should get one like 2 sizes extra small too.
That's true. I do have a turtleneck that I don't ever wear because, well, the one time
I
wore it on the podcast,
you have like a ostrich's neck.
You called me gay, though, when I wore it, and then I've never worn it again. And then also, it's pretty big. Like, it's a pretty big turtleneck. And so, just like, it looks like I'm going on, like, a European ski trip. So, I need, like, a more sleek, maybe half-neck length turtleneck. Like, something a little snug. And also, probably
more like a Steve Jobs one, I think.
Yeah.
The problem about the one that you had on was it was
like knit.
Yeah, it had an air of pretentiousness around it because it was so large, so
like
opulent.
You have to wear
Steve
it a
Jobs
certain way.
Pretentious looking? Are you serious?
Well,
no, Steve Jobs is pretentious. His clothing choice was strange. It was awesome.
Yeah,
kind of
you
having
a
little
if he
uniform.
Had a big ass gold chain on that turtleneck.
Yeah, and a watch.
How he'd look.
And a little afro. Be really cool.
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Steve Jobs had an afro.
And iPhone 15. Yeah. Speaking of, you know, the finer things in life and luxuries, last podcast, you know, I was really excited to pick up that Spinja.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you a little.
Sam's
it's
fucking holding
my
back.
Awesome tale of I went to go get my Spinja, my advertising model.
All right.
5.5 feet tall. You know, I cleared out the back of my car and everything. I set a whole day to go get it. I show up. You know, I don't want to dox myself. Like, 2-hour drive. And then there's traffic. So it's like about 3 hours.
Because
they had the whole highway closed in between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Oh, God, doxing. And, it took like 3 hours to get there. And when I got there, I called my accountant. Because she sent me an email like, we're ready. Like, you're ready. I'm going to mail it to you. And I'm going to Chicago this weekend. You know, hopefully I don't get killed. You know, the serial killers out there going for hot 20-something dudes. Anyway, I call her. I'm like, you know, trying to make little jokes and stuff. I'm like, should I buy doubles or singles this week? Didn't play at all. She's like, yeah, it's this amount. It's an it's the most I'll ever, you know, hopefully I need to get like a new accountant. I need to get an LLC. Like, I very quickly was like, it was very sobering.
Yeah. It's a sobering moment.
Yeah. It was like, oh, And now we're 7 months into this year.
Get that back.
Yeah. And now I don't have anything saved for 2023. How? IRS, if you're listening, I do.
Okay.
How? I don't know. What happened to my money? I have no idea.
But you got a cool spin to show for it.
I know. Yeah. And well, that's, I was thinking, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was actually about to tear up in my car.
Because
they were like, she just told me the amount. I'm like, that's not real. Like, no.
Denial is the first stage of grief.
You bitch. You bitch. Fuck you. I'm not giving you shit. Yeah. And then
lose this number.
The guy came out with my other two items I bought, this watch and like a fucking, I bought a Billy Club. It was like $15. I'm like, sure, that's cool. But
I think that's like what a new Billy Club costs.
Yeah, probably. Listen, I've deleted the app now. Okay, I have to. I now realize
that's how sobering of a moment it was.
Yeah, the guy walking out with a Billy Club and a fucking watch.
I'm not gonna lie, I was subscribed to like 30 people on Twitch. Sorry, guys. I went through. Unsubscribe, unsubscribe. I unsubscribed to almost every person except for like a couple.
Sam, right?
Choice. Oh, dude, I'm not going to subscribe to that. Dude, I don't even think he follows me. I'm not going to subscribe to him.
I'm subscribed to, I think, Bizzle. And I think my prime one is Omid, maybe, or Aqua.
What the fuck, man? Anyway, whatever. Not going to get into that right now.
I can rotate it if you want.
It's already been a bad week for me. Okay, but Omid and Aqua are like two of my only remaining subs because they've been like my longest.
Yeah, see? You're in the same boat
as Shriek.
Anyway, I'm like basically like about to, you know, kill myself with a Billy Club. And the guy comes out and he's like, oh, this is it? I'm like, no. Like, surely you've, I don't know how you'd miss it, but like there's like a 5.5 foot tall, it's called a Spinja in there. And he's like, oh, I'll go check. 15 minutes later, he comes out. He's like, sorry, man. It's actually at the other facility. And it's so big, we can't transport it to this one. And if you want to ship it, I just got a quote. It's going to be about $500. And I was like, what the fuck? Then I'm like, okay, so I can either drive another hour and a half.
Oh, that's not too bad.
2 hours. No, deeper, though.
Oh,
so then when I return home, it's going to be like a five-hour drive.
Yeah.
5-6 hours.
It's not worth it, dude.
Yeah, no, but also, like, I'm just about to go to Chicago, so I'm going to get hit with storage fees, which I don't know how much they're going to charge me for a storage fee for something.
Oh.
I literally, like, they can't move. And, you know, whoop, I shed a tear. And then I drove home, and I'm just like, I just realized that I have to become a man. I have to become an adult. I have to start voting red. Like, I had all these things where I'm like, oh, my God, taxes are fucking hell. And I had a fucking pothole that almost blows my tire. I had to pull off because my car was like, blah, 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 blah. You know, can't even get a good road. Can't even get a pothole in the middle of the highway.
Why even pay the taxes?
Why am I even paying for these taxes?
There's it's been so many conspiracy theories and stuff going around about misuse of federal resources and stuff. And people have been talking about abolishing the IRS. And I was like, those people are crazy.
Yeah. They're,
then you get that estimated payment quote.
When I got that and hit that
and all of a sudden, it doesn't sound so bad. You know, who do I got to vote for?
I don't even need to know the repercussions in other aspects. I don't even care about that. But like,
fuck it. I did school. I don't need that money going to that. What?
Yeah.
I think every generation younger than me, burn it. I don't give a fuck. It's just my shit going forward, you know? And older generations too, like you can dismantle Social Security for now and stuff. But then prop it back up right before I retire. Yeah. Bring
and really
that shit
crank
back.
Down on it when I'm retiring.
I only give a shit about, like, seriously, like 25 to 35 year olds.
Yeah.
Everything else, I don't give a fuck. The world can fall apart.
So that was my, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And then there's also
and
just
Poop
been
just announced a subathon.
I will absolutely be streaming a lot more. I'm going to be a lot more like, hey guys, thank you so much for the follow. Thank you for the sub. I'm going to be more engaging.
more authentic.
Thing. Well, yeah, and I'm
yeah, it's all, like, it's all authentic too. Authentic,
I'm gonna have like the real worst fucking time in Chicago this week. I'm gonna go there because all my friends like that I'm going with, they're all the guys. Where now I'm realizing in 2022, like we'd always go out to the bars and I'd be like, "Don't like I got it. Like I got a cool job. I just buy drinks for people all the time." I kind of got this reputation. I'm about to show up there and be like,
"You're gonna fight a guy over a penny?"
Yeah, like yeah, man, not gonna back happen. Like, I can get you ladies some waters. I can get you some Sprite. I think I'm just gonna be a different person when they see me. I'm gonna be a lot more sad and a lot more poor.
Yeah.
So that serial killer probably actually is not interested.
Probably. What's his target demographic?
I think it's like 20-year-old. Like 20s dudes.
Dudes? That honestly, yeah. as a serial killer, that's about as manly as it gets.
Some representation.
No, he's going after the most physically fit a man is in his life. Like that's
it's when they're
a dangerous game.
Absolutely blackout drunk, like stumbling around. From what I've heard, I think it's like
it should be like 20-year-old.
Like taking advantage. Oh, like they're that kind of helpless drunk, not like I thought maybe he looked for those guys that are like blackout angry, ready to fight. Like
that would, not cool, but that would, yes, you're right. That would be more manly.
I need to find a man at his most willing to commit violence. Yeah. And he's completely, he's not withholding anything.
I'm going to kidnap like 8 frat dudes the on their night out.
Yeah. And I'm going to give them blue balls.
And then I'll be there in the street. When the bars close down, I'll be there in the street with a fucking wire baseball bat looking for dudes.
You're locked in here with me.
That'd be a cool serial killer. So, but he's not doing that. He's just doing like a Dahmer thing where he's just finding.
Yeah.
He just finds a guy pass out and he just puts a knife in their hand and walks away.
I guess they don't even know if it's like a dude or what. I don't know if there's.
Be a woman.
Listen, we love to spread information. I don't even know if it's like confirmed.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
That it's a serial killer. No, I like to spread.
I read that recently too. It's suspected serial.
Yeah,
killer.
Suspected serial killer. Early stage serial killer at play here. Maybe we get an early stage vigilante in there.
How many? Like possible victims.
Once again, I'm just going off pure hypothetical guesses, misinformation. 32. I want to say 8,000.
In the FBI was able to put together some sort of profile off these 8,000.
Yeah, they were, every 8,000 of them was the very same type of guy. Let me look up Chicago serial killer.
There are no young 20-year-old men left in the, in the entire city of Chicago. He's wiped them all out.
Empty.
Ooh, what the hell?
Ooh. They catch them already?
16 bodies pulled from the Chicago waterways.
Oh. That can't be all the same guy. There's no same way.
No, waterways?
Have you seen those videos of people doing magnet fishing at bridges?
It's about the coincidences and the killings. Yeah, I have. Those are cool.
And they pull up like
dead motherfuckers.
Well, they pull up like guns that used in murders and stuff sometimes. Yeah. But my favorite's like when they pull up shit, and I've seen like 2 or 3 videos like this. Where they call the cops and the cops show up and he's like, "Really? You fucking like he's like pissed about it. He's like, "You just made paperwork for me. You came out here with a magnet and just tried to fuck my day up, like digging up shit. Like, come on, man."
I saw one where he pulled out like a fucking RPG or something. He pulled out a rocket.
Say, like a bazooka?
It was a mortar shell or something like that. Yeah. Those are great.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of a
spinja.
It's a weird hobby to be honest. Like that's a strange one.
Yeah, there's, I don't know. When I was a kid, I was always like infatuated with the idea of just metal detectors. Like I think a lot of kids go through
metal
that
detecting
phase.
Cause, yeah, because you're getting you want treasure and shit. Yeah,
it's but cool. Throwing a magnet on a rope is like,
but it's like the same thing, but in water.
Yeah,
it's the
water
same
version.
Thing, but like a meathead caveman version, like. Metal detecting, you're out there with
well,
your...
Well, you're not going to metal detect with them.
And you, like, you get to dig. You get to dig, you feel like an archaeologist. It's,
yeah,
it's more of an involved, cool
the
thing.
Same, you find a bunch of fucking, you know, little scraps of metal and stuff.
You find crazy,
my aunt,
like,
my
cool
aunt had one, and
stuff.
She let me use it for a while. And I probably already said this before, but there's twice when I was a kid, biggest scores of my life, finding treasure. My mom lost her wedding ring twice. Two different times.
Sounds like it was
somewhere
on
the property. And she the first time. Like, at a certain point, she was like, oh, God, like, if you can find it, like, I'll give you $100. I think she just wanted me to stop playing video games, and I found it in, like, an hour. And then the second time, she was like, same deal. Like, you find that thing, I'll give you $100. And I got my aunt's metal detector, and I found it under some, I don't know, leaves or some shit. But, yeah, $200 for my mom's stupidity. So. Hell yeah.
I remember end of the, like, the mom losing shit side is, I remember my mom had me digging in the side yard through all the bushes because she was out there gardening and she lost her contact. And it was like back when you would just buy like one set for like a couple months.
Ew.
And it was like expensive to get contacts. It was like in the early 2000s. Yeah. And I'm like, Mom, like, even if I find it, like, would you want it?
Like, tetanus or something, dude. Yeah.
So I'm, like, sitting there turning over, like, elephant ears and shit, like, those big leaves looking for it. I was like, where the hell could you have possibly lost it? And she was mad that I couldn't find it.
It's so hard to find one in a bathroom.
Yeah, it's hard to find one on a sterile surface. She's like, go into the jungle in the side yard.
Yeah. Find the thing that looks like a water drop.
Yeah, that was, like, an impossible task. And then she got shitty with me when we didn't find it.
Herculean task.
You fucking idiot. Yeah. What was the bounty on that one, too? Well, did you even get a $100 bounty like Poob did, or no?
No, I was just expecting to go out there and find my goddamn contact. It's gone.
That's bullshit.
You eating this fucking house, dude.
Yeah.
You get that contact.
Yeah, I think the only reason I got the $100 offer is because she had offered it to, like, the construction workers, like, working on our house or something. So then I was like, why don't you let me get some skin in that game?
Yeah.
And then I found it, and I was like, fuck you, construction workers. Like, go back to your shit old house. Keep building mine.
I made $100 an hour.
Yeah, I bought some porn and video games with it. Yeah. Really cool.
When I was a kid, my dad had the metal detector that just, it was like the most bare bones metal detector you could get. It was just like a person that has polio, like their little little hand crutch, and then it just had like a knob that you turned, and it was on or off, and the knob was like, if it was on, it would just go whoop 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 when you went over something. And then I thought that's what metal detectors were, and it turns out my dad just cheaped out because we went to like a Civil War battlefield, and there was a guy out there wearing one of those like umbrella hats, you know.
Wow.
Okay. And then, but then he had a metal detector that had like a screen on. This is in like, once again, the 2000s. Like, yeah, he had a screen on it.
Spy tech, yeah.
Yeah, and when you would like go over something, it's just like, that's nickel. Like, 80% chance that's nickel, just based off of like, I guess, like how it comes back. And they can see like what kind of metal it is.
Okay, but that guy was not getting pussy. Down there. You know he wasn't getting pussy. Even though
If you pull out that shit, he's like,
I wonder if he found enough treasure. I don't know. He said it like that. Treasure to pay it off, though.
Yeah, maybe. Hope.
How much?
Yeah, I would hope.
Is a metal detector? Like,
I mean, you can get some back crazy then, I ass ones.
Expensive. One with a screen that's like nickel. Yeah, that's got to like, be really expensive.
Yeah, enthusiast grade.
Because my aunt's was not. Like, it's in between. It was just one with the little fucking like circle, and it just go like, beep, 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 beep. And I remember her making, like, a really big deal about, like, do not fuck this up. Like, do not mess with this thing.
This thing is, like, expensive.
Yeah, hey. She's like, if you find any treasures, you have to split it with me, or any bounties, if you fulfill any bounties.
I got a commission. Yeah.
You know, I had a lot more fun instead of with a metal detector. My uncle was a roofer. And they, after you're finished with a roof, you have to run this big magnet across the yard to make sure you pick up all the nails.
Oh, just stick with magnet circle.
Yeah, it's those just like cool. It's just like a sideways magnet
on the
bar
in the water.
Yeah, that's yeah. You're doing
but
that
yeah, if you just roll around on the grass with it, you can find all sorts of shit in your own front yard. But
they call those people trash.
I did. But once you move that same principle and put it on land,
land lover.
Okay,
dude.
It entertained me as like a 7-year-old. I'm not saying like that's like a, I don't know, an adult man picking up paddleball or something.
Men can't have hobbies.
Hobby. Yeah, okay. Not dumbass ones.
Not things I don't like.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It has to be a certain level of thinking. I feel like.
You can't just be rummaging through water with your big magnet.
No, dude, you can't.
Like
I don't know.
Kind
of. If you're going to do that kind of thing, it has to be in like the Pacific Northwest, they still do gold panning. That seems fun. Where you dig up like little sections of soil, go sifting through it for gold chunks.
For a fucking fleck of gold.
Yeah, for gold sand.
Yeah.
That That's guy cooler. Skips the middleman. He just pulls out like a, you know, gold ring out of the water. Would that even stick to it?
No, that wouldn't. All the cool shit doesn't stick to a magnet, dude. You just get a bunch of dog shit.
He's super magnet. Anything can stick to it. Anything that's not water sticks to this magnet.
What's going to be your, Brian, what's going to be your, like, old man hobby? Like bird watching or something.
I could see. Yeah, gooning would be good. Bird watching. I could see that. Fucking honestly, both. Metal detecting.
Bird gooning. We have like
bird gooning. Yeah.
Fucking binoculars that point in different directions so you can look at multiple birds at the same time.
Yeah, I just have a shitload of
birds. Blue footed booby.
It's a warbling tit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, dude, because I'd like to tinker with shit, but I think my decrepit old fucking Crypt Keeper hands wouldn't be able to, like, do that, right? Because he'd be, like, shaking. So, I don't know. Yeah, fuck.
Are you planning on getting Parkinson's?
Well, you know, old people can't, they all shake, don't they? I thought that was, like, the meme.
Some old people are, like, surgeons.
Yeah, or like that guy that like fixes the Woody doll in Toy Story.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking. Him as a tinker. Hand, yeah. He's got a steady little stroke. All right,
well, I'll be that guy. I'll restore dolls.
I think there was actually a joke in that where his hand's really wobbly, and then like when he grabs like the paintbrush, it's like what?
Yeah.
It like stabilizes, it
tightens it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What's gonna be your old man hobby? We were really on
stare
on
at
it
women
today.
And whistle at them, I guess.
Mostly
cat calling.
I'm gonna move into a big city, and I'm gonna move.
Alcohol, I'm just an old man. You couldn't hurt an old man.
What are you gonna do?
This is long after my career's gone. I'm gonna move to the poor side of the city, but I'm gonna hang out at the parks on the nice side of the city. Whoa, and I'm gonna catcall the ladies when they go to work, and then they don't know where I live. There's like, where's this fucking guy? Yeah. He's always out there in the park.
And like, follow him and stuff. Cum sharking. Cum shark him.
I'm not going to be big on cum sharking. I don't want to get my own pants all dirty and stuff. Laundry costs a lot. I ain't got my own washer and dryer. I do quarter laundry.
Poop doesn't. You don't want to know what cum sharking is.
I don't want to know. Honestly, I feel like I get the idea just from how you
described
it.
I changed my mind. My old man hobby is going to be cum sharking.
And I'm going to teach you
about it. The thing about cum sharking is it requires
agility and
I was gonna say stealth. It requires you to be light on your feet. I'd have to keep my body up a little bit more than just catcalling ladies.
It's honestly good physical work because you would have to be in somewhat shape in case caught.
In case you got caught.
Is this like sexually assaulting people or is it?
Yeah,
just,
it technically, cum sharking
is
when
much cuter way of saying it is cum sharking.
Yeah. It's. Have you ever seen videos of people coming up behind somebody else and just like coming on their pants?
Yeah, with their penis out and they just. Let alone
it's a very strange, like, I
don't
even
know what happened.
I think that's not even like a kink, that's like a just straight up you're going to prison if someone catches you. And so the people that record themselves doing that are insane.
It doesn't excuse that, is like, not it's not illegal, it's a kink.
Yeah, well, like, that's what's I don't know, that's like up there with I guess there's a lot of other illegal sexual things that I'm thinking
that's
about.
That's true,
it.
Yeah.
The list is long. Cum sharking is merely the beginning.
It's considered like a biohazardous attack, isn't it?
Yeah. I just read a thing about the people on a plane. They were like, bottom of my shoes kept getting like wet. And so they like looked down at the floor and it turns out the carpet on the plane was just saturated with, it was shit and blood. So, and then they had figured out like two flights prior, some guy just like shit and bled out of his asshole all over the floor and was like, nobody noticed, I guess. I don't know.
What the fuck?
And,
the fuck did people
did they,
not notice?
They get the DNA.
I have no idea. But it was, I guess it was just like water, you know?
Ew.
And then, and so they were like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. So they just gave him blankets to like put down on it.
Oh my
God. Like, what if this guy is like hepatitis C? Like you can't.
Give him like
you can't land me somewhere.
Like, at least get him first really class tickets poop. Or something. Little move.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
They didn't got like one jug of bleach or something to pour on that fucking carpet.
When I'm an old man, I'm gonna sit in a rocking chair and drink sweet tea, and look. I'm just gonna look out.
That's usually pretty
anywhere.
Cool.
Just on a porch.
Preferably on a porch, a little high up. Doesn't have to be second story, but as long as it's a lifted porch.
Oh, is like that a, like a regal position or are you just like a good view?
I just would rather a view. I'd rather if someone's going to come up to me, they got to walk up the stairs. That sounds one a little step, regal. Yeah. But, like, so they can't, you know, I don't want to be right on their level when I'm looking at them and stuff.
That is kind of a, yeah, that, you know, my grandpa had, like, a very long conversation with me about that. He's like, if you're going to have a front porch, your house, I hate all these damn houses built on slabs because you just walk right in them, no steps or nothing. Yeah. And if you're on your porch, you feel like you're being looked at. Whereas if you have, like, a house that's up on, a like, a foundation wall, then you can look down on people. You look down on
the common folks. It's just, like, a natural, like, you just feel protected. And you're,
you feel like you're up on your castle walls.
Yeah.
It feels cool.
Like, if someone came up at me, I could kick them down. But if they think I'm not going to kick a guy sideways for parallel, you know?
Yeah. But it is a lot easier to keep people off your porch steps.
You roll shit at them? You can roll a bowling ball at them or something?
Get marbles out.
Yeah. Caltrops. Like, there's a lot more options if you're... That's what I hate right now on my front porch. It's just like, yep, here I am.
Yeah, you're world. Just
wide open for an attack.
Wide open. And there's, like, not really any... It's not... I'm going to need to stop triangulating. I need to stop describing my house.
I know.
It's a massive front porch way up in the sky. And you cannot come on my domicile. If you try, I'll be in my watchtower. But, yeah, my back porch also is nothing to write home about. But it, for you viewers, way up high. It's huge. Yeah.
Got a moat.
But, like, anytime you go to, like, an area where it's a little more, I don't know how to describe it, like, part of the suburbs where the houses are a little closer together and their yards go up. Like, they don't have a big front yard, but they always have a backyard.
Yeah.
And they've got those stone, limestone's huge in Indiana, the big limestone front porch. They just feel nice. Like, I just went to, when I went to that birthday party like a week ago, there's just such a nice, like, communal little area. My front porch sucks ass.
Yeah. I think it's, like, criminal for them to put a fucking front porch on a house where there's not enough room
for
like chairs or anything. It's like, this is four. It's
not
it's
even
just there for like
a
package, one package.
Yeah, it's really not
a mat at that point. A glorified
mat.
Yeah,
it is. It's just a concrete welcome mat that basically just says fuck you on it instead of welcome. I don't know. I got a lot of big dreams for my dream house, big porch.
Mostly the porch.
Yeah, big, just big ass porch, little house, wraparound porch.
Yeah. Actually, I have someone in my family that has that. They have like a wraparound, like craftsman style house, but it's only like 1,000 square feet on the inside. I'm like, I swear, I think the porch might be bigger than the rest of this place.
That's fucking dope.
It's a it's a cool look, honestly. Yeah. I kind of, you know what?
Are you going to do it now? Are you going to build a super porch?
I got some additions planned.
Yeah, what are you starting that sentence? You know what?
Yeah, what the hell
you know
you
what,
saying,
dude?
You know?
We're going to... All right, Poob, you had talked about coming down here working on stuff.
Yeah.
We're working, dude. Bring your tool belt. We're going to do some work.
My tool belt, of course. I'll bring that with my tools.
Dude, I had a brief stint where I had, like, you know, manual labor job. I have, like, a tool belt and stuff, and I had, like, what are those things called? Like, a big onesie, a fucking mechanic onesie, and all that shit.
Like a jumpsuit?
I kept it.
What do they call it?
Yeah, a jumpsuit. Yeah. And I kept it because I was like, hey, you know, if I ever need to do stuff around the house, it'd be nice if I have the capability
of doing
that.
If I got the
jumpsuit.
If I could look the part.
Would go put on my fucking tool belt, and I'm too fat for it, dude. I felt like Robert Baratheon putting on his war armor again.
Didn't you lose a shitload of weight? Like, damn. You
yeah, but that was like man. That was like in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like right out of
tool belt for a man, dude. You need a new tool belt.
You had a
little Fisher Price one.
Yeah,
you need a real man.
My brother's
now.
Got one that looks like a Dr. Seuss tool belt. Like his boss gave him. His boss was like, oh, you need a tool belt, dude. Here's $100. Go down to Home Depot and get one. And my brother's very much like, if you give him money, he's going to go buy the most. Like, if you give him $100, he basically spent like $98.
Yeah.
It's like a James Bond fucking
tool belt. This tool belt like goes down and then it has a pocket that hang off. Oh. And so it's like this accordion thing that fucking hangs all the way down to his knees. And then it has the little loop for the hammer and everything. It looks awesome.
You have to pick it up by your ankle, the hammer, dude. That sounds horrible.
It looks awesome.
Sounds like there's a backpack strapped to his belt, dude. The fuck?
I've tried to buy a couple tool boxes, speaking of the like tinkerer from Toy Story, that look just like where they like kind of come out.
It folds out.
Like a tackle box.
Or very expensive. Yeah, like a wooden tackle box with like felt bottoms. Yeah. Very, people love that shit, apparently. They sell for a very high price, and I never got one. We actually do have quite a bit of tools here, though, which is nice. We just, my roommate had a ton when I moved in. And yeah. Just a great tool selection here.
I have aspirations of getting into woodworking at some point, but I was watching this guy who makes furniture, and apparently Casey Neistat has a brother, Van Neistat, that's also a YouTuber. And this guy's video was like, I'm making Van a toolbox. And I was looking at it.
Sorry, not to cut you off, but Van, like, it's so much cooler when it's like
Van Neistat.
Yeah, like if his name was like Casey Van Neistat, like when it's used in the middle, like a Dracula or something.
I don't know.
I'll see. Sorry, but go on. Anyway, dumbass name just to be on its own.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, but go on.
But go on. They're making him a toolbox as a gift, and this guy, like, halfway through, I was like, oh, dude, this seems like something I can do. I think I might try to make this toolbox. It looks great. All it was that style you were talking about, where you just, like, slide out the, and each drawer has, like, felt on the bottom and stuff, so you can put your little tools in there. And then it kept getting more and more complicated, and drawers started having, like, dovetails and shit and, like, joinery, and it was, like, this, like, Japanese masterpiece or some shit by the time he was finished. And I realized the last piece of woodworking I did was I just beat a 4x4 into the ground and put a mailbox on top of it. Like, that's the extent of my woodworking capabilities.
You've got the history for it. Yeah, you just need a quick refresher. Maybe you could try whittling a stick into a spear or something. Get your power back.
Yeah.
I think epoxy's dope.
When people, I like the videos, I don't know if you see them, where there's like a little divot in the ground and they put in like a little fish and put epoxy over it and stuff. Yeah, and like, it's like a little pool now. I think that stuff's adorable.
That's awesome woodworking. Yeah. You should do that.
Woodworking was a great genre of videos before those fucking assholes started coming out of nowhere with like, I'm going to make an epoxy river table.
Was it? We talked about these before. No, it doesn't. Listen, there's two sides of this argument for sure. There's the it's dope and there's the it's tacky. And I can't, dude, I feel like my uncle was like begging to get one of those. And he was trying to learn like woodworking. Like that's like his life's dream is to make one of those.
I get
tables.
What you mean. It looks cool, but you wouldn't want it in your house.
Yeah. I would have put it like in my garage. Like, I'd maybe play like D&D on a table like that, but I'm not going to plate a meal on that.
No.
Okay, when I've got guests over, it's just not going to happen.
Okay, wait. I'm going to preface this by saying my desk has epoxy on it. But like, these people do, like, they take like, most of the time it's just a big slab of wood, and then they cut it in half, and then fucking turn it the other way, so it's like where they cut it isn't the middle part. Yeah, then they fill it with just, like, sparkly blue. Like, just like, they always put, like, a color in it
in order to make it, like, sells them for an incredible price. I remember seeing one where,
the
like,
other thing.
People buy, like, rich people like $12,000 are buying them now.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like they're not impressive in terms of, like,
it
like,
looks fucking fun
like
to
how
make,
we
though.
Did
it.
It
looks satisfying.
Like, yeah, like, it is a satisfying process. But they've got a big machine that does 90% of it. And then they're like, then we poured, like, 50 gallons of epoxy on the top, and we have to let that dry. I'm like, you're not really doing, like, anything cool.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, like, smooth. You're not, I don't know. It's not, like,
and then they're like, let's sand it that's most of it.
It's
8 hours.
The Japanese shit where they make, like, insane grooves and fucking they lock their shit in perfectly. Yeah, that's way more skillful.
Yeah,
it looks cleaner.
Epoxy just seems like...
But, like, you see epoxy, like, I can fucking do that. You just dump a bucket of shit on it. Yeah,
it's like...
And it looks like an ocean, and then you sell it for $1 million.
This sounds pretentious, but like most things I see that I could do that. I'm like, I don't really want something like that. Like, if I could make it, it's probably not that good. So like,
all those tables, dude, the best part of them, and the only part that I'm impressed by, is the legs. They always like.
I don't know if I can think of what their legs. Do they really? That's go like the all only part the
that
legs?
Requires like, you know, woodworking skill.
I'm sure these people like, are yeah like very talented, but they're. It's like the people that paint pictures by getting a big bucket of paint and then poking a hole in it. And then they push it and let like inertia like roll it around. Yeah. And
I've
then
actually
like,
thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's like I could do that, but I don't want a painting that looks like it's like, well, look how geometric it is. Like, okay, well, it's kind of looks like also like a big tacky piece of shit, but whatever.
Fuck you, anyone
that likes things I don't get. I fucking hate you.
The that like thing where you like fishing. Take the paint and you like do the geometric things. What was that thing called? When have you ever seen those where you take like the protractor and like the it was like a kid's toy where you put your pencil on it and go like around the center.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're called. It's like a pinpoint pencil in a grip.
You're talking about the
circle drawing machine.
Yes, the circle drawing machine.
Yeah, that's something you use.
No.
There's a kid's version. There's a kid's version. Where you almost put together like a series of gears, and then you can sit there and go around and like
you can make the entire geometric. And then those people grow up and are like, what if I do a string
with a paint bucket? It's even less complicated.
I don't like though being. I try to not. I don't want to just be shitting on these people because I've never painted anything in my life, and I've never even put the effort to put paint in a bucket. And push it around. So, you know, there's gonna be someone out there that's listening to this. They're like, that's my favorite fucking type of art. I don't really know anything, man. I'm just okay. Yeah. I'm fucking sorry. If you're an epoxy wood guy and goddamn bucket paint guy,
no, epoxy's dope, but it has a use. I have it on my table just because I like
epoxy.
Epoxy is awesome. I love epoxy. I can pour shit all over this desk all day.
I see cool little videos. I like when it's like actually. I don't like cool it color mold though. Work stuff like, but yeah, that river. It's
I used
really,
to watch. I used to always river? Watch that fucking. What's that metalworking show where they just make fucking a knife and like
Forged in Steel?
I used to watch that shit all the fucking time. I was like enamored with it.
This knife makes the cut. I love that show. Yeah, and they have the competitions where they're like.
Yeah, they make an insane knife.
That is cool. Yeah, making knives is badass. Do that instead, paint bucket nerds. Make a
battle axe. Dude, I have every capability of doing knife making. I have a forge. Yeah, my uncle has a forge. He's got all the shit. He's got the steel. It's all right there. He's got an entire shop.
You're like the dad version of the cool kid on the block, man. Yeah. Oh, my uncle's got a forge, man.
Yeah. Whoa, badass. Whoa.
I just need to go drive over there. It's so far away. It's 27 minutes from my house.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going to have to get out the hammer and like, bang.
Yeah, that seems difficult.
It's going to look so hot if you did that. Yeah.
That's true.
You should get a picture, of you like, Abby would love that.
Right where the hammer contacts and sparks are flying.
Then you dip it in the water and it's that's cool. I've talked about this. My brother's dad is a blacksmith, and I always was like, that's way cooler than my dad. Like, damn, like that's so cool. But he's also bald and short, so who really won?
He's like a dwarf.
He's like a dwarf. Yeah, he's like a fantasy dwarf. He's got a big ass mustache, and he's always out there.
Dude, what is with blacksmith dudes? Like, my uncle used to go to these like blacksmith meetups. He used to go to these meetups and stuff, and there was multiple bald dudes with mustaches that were wearing kilts, and they were like wearing fucking
leather gloves. There's probably not a coincidence that his dad is also like a massive nerd, like fantasy nerd, like I don't know. I feel like at a point he's like, I look like this. Yeah.
I was wondering if like some of those guys too just look at like these are the cards I was dealt. I have to be a blacksmith. You know.
Yeah. I don't know what came first. I don't know if he started looking like that and then he was like, well, time to be a blacksmith, or he was already a blacksmith and then he was like
swinging a hammer turns it into.
I'm gonna shave my head and grow a mustache. So awesome. I have one sword from him, which is cool because you know he doesn't really owe me anything. We're not related.
He made you a sword? Dude, my uncle wouldn't make me a sword.
Well, your uncle sounds like a pussy.
What a waste of a forge.
He made me a shield. He wouldn't make me a sword.
Well, that's badass. My brother had a shield that my mom, he like begged and begged for it. My mom used to buy us like, we were big like weapons kids, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, classic.
There was a knife store in my small town. So like, I was just constantly, and I remember on like, I think it was like my 8th birthday, I got my first bow and arrow and sword, and everyone in the family's like, should they have that? And like my brother and I just went ham, and he got a shield, and that was like the coolest thing ever, because everyone in the town's got little knives. Few have shield. Swords, yeah. But a shield, yeah, it's like a really, and it was like actual badass, like wood, leather, fucking little like things, little metal parts around it. And then he left it outside long enough that it just went to shit and warped and got destroyed, or I left it out. I don't know.
Mine was like the opposite problem of my uncle.
Pure metal?
Yeah. And he made it from like, he made it from like quarter inch plate steel.
Dude, that would hurt so hard if I hit that.
Yes. It has that kind of like,
Captain America.
It like vibrates, yeah. If you get hit by it. And even the thing that you like put your hand through is it's just woven steel. Like he took and so like it has leather right here for your forearm, and then the rest of it's metal in its entirety. Feels like it's gonna shatter your arm.
Dude, yeah, if you got
little
8-year old
me,
you
could
block
so
a
fatigued.
Bullet with that, dude.
So
you could
fatigued.
Ricochet a 50 cal with that, dude. Yeah.
Honestly, like it might stop pistol bullets. No cap on that
you should
one.
Shoot it sometime.
Yeah.
No cap on God. Be so for real right now.
Yes. No okay. cap 100.
Yeah. 100. Okay. Well, that's cool. We would have had some good bouts.
We would. You know what I used to do? I went to when I was in the Cub Scouts, like the Boy Scouts precursor.
I'm familiar. I think everyone knows who the Cub Scouts are.
Yeah. Okay, I don't
you
know.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways, the when I was in Cub Scouts, we went to like some camp.
Cub to Boy to Eagle. It makes sense.
And they had they had like a Renaissance
camp.
Fair.
What's camp?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Camp.
It was basically an FSU club of kids where they just beat the shit out of each other with like medieval stuff, right? they have like a dueling league or something like that, and they were doing like an expo at like at one of my Cub Scout camps, and I was like, why don't you guys have flails and stuff? And he's like, well, actually, you'll notice that all of our weapons are dulled, or they're actually made out of like foam and then sprayed to look like, you know, that way we can really beat the shit out of each other. But there's no way for us to make a flail without the danger of it wrapping around someone's wrist and like breaking it. Mm. And I thought about that. I was like, huh, that's a good point. I've been just beating the shit out of trees and chopping up my mom's plants with my swords. So when I went home, I immediately started construction on a series of safe for play military arms. Like I had swords, but like the way I would make them is I would take you know, the tubes in the middle of what are those things called? The wrapping paper tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like just a giant version of like paper towel tubes. I grabbed those things. I would make what looked like a sword. I'd put duct tape at one end and I would fill it up with like sand and shit and like dirt sweet. And like just random shit. And then I made a couple different ones. I made like swords. I made cardboard knives. I made cardboard shields and stuff. And then I put it all into a laundry basket and I walked it down the road to my friend's house without calling ahead or anything. And I just showed up at his house with this like 15 different bladed weapons that were made out of cardboard and shit. And you know what? He was immediately on board. Could you believe that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
By the way, four or five swings and those fucking things were obliterated. It was like pinata. Yeah. They did not last long.
I've certainly said this once before. I'll be very brief with it, but I had a neighbor kid who really pissed me off once. It was the only time I ever had a neighbor kid. And he moved on our road, and he did this blah. Like he went in my fort once. He like spit on me or something. He just really, really made me red.
You don't spit
on
my
friend
own.
And I rode down by his house with on my mongoose bike, me with my bow around my back and like a sword tucked into my belt loop, and then my friend with like two swords. And we just rode down there and like went by his house. We're like, "What's up?" And then just rode back home. It's
and
like,
then
what,
did a
were
wheelie.
Kill that kid? Like, yeah, what were we going to do? Yeah. We were really trying to intimidate the hell out of him because, like,
his friend had his knives.
Yeah,
like,
all he had were, like, a couple pocket knives. So I was like, what's up, bitch? Like, I have, like, a full on claymore from when I was a kid that people always would be like, And I only got it because my brother's like, you can have this when you're strong enough to pull it out of the pumpkin. And I cheated. Like, as soon as he turned around or something, I just like, oop, knocked it over, let it split the pumpkin. And then I'm like, yeah. I'm like, look, I did it. Anyway, like, I just had some hardcore shit. But speaking of, like, making stuff, what a just classic, like, boy thing to do. I had a friend who I recently, we haven't really talked much in the past couple of years. Just one of those friends, you know, we used to, okay, what? What are you doing? Oh, man, I want a beer so bad. I don't have a problem, but I would love one.
Yeah, that was incriminating.
And
what is he doing?
I don't know. He's distracting me. Thing, oh, okay. Dude. Okay, okay.
I'm listening. And, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Shut up. And, you know, we're just like kid friends, and he lived in town and stuff, and his landlord had a garage that we weren't supposed to go into, but I had like full workbenches and tools and stuff, and we cut a, what is it, just like a shovel, like just the stick, a handle in half, and then both made like different types of batons where we like spray painted them and taped nails to them and put nails through them. They're just like very crude weapons. So we're like, we can like protect, like we're like on some vigilante shit. You know, we're just dumb little kids. And then like at a point, I remember we were like, this is boring. Like we've made now two weapons. Like, we can't really do anything with them. And we decided to make these things called moon biscuits, because the initial idea was there was a kid at our school who had talked about moon biscuits as a way to like make alcohol. He is basically like fermenting alcohol in this container. And we took it to the next level because we're like, well, we don't really want to get drunk. Like, we didn't drink at the time. And we already had a friend who was, like, making homemade alcohol in his attic. So we're like, we've got a supply if we need it. Like, what about we make moon biscuits? Is like, it just, you know, it's just like kids with a too much time on a Sunday. And when I saw him recently brought up, like, he still has them. And they're these, it was just containers that we put every like visceral, like eggs, meat, alcohol, anything we could get our hands on to like make the grossest fucking thing ever. We made like six of them. We buried a couple. We put a couple in a freezer, and he still has ones from the freezer. It was just like everything that we thought would spoil really bad. And then we taped them up like 1,000 times, like covered it in duct tape. And we're like 20 years, like, we'll open these. And we had a lot of theories, like, what if a little civilization grows? Like, we know, we even knew when we were little kids, like, it's just going to be, like, black paste. But we're like, we got too into it. We're like, what? Like, we can give these to people as gifts, and they'll be like, oh, what is this? And then when they open up, they'll be like, what the fuck is this? Because it's just, like, rancid. Gross. And he still has a couple of them, and I'm very curious. If I ever open them, I'll update you what the black paste looks and smells like. But, yeah, it was like, you guys ever do that? You guys ever make a thing like that? It was like a time capsule, but for, yeah, food.
For gross shit.
Like ice cream, milk, beer, like everything from his mom's fridge, meat. Like just real, yeah, really gross.
I did take like an Altoids container and fill it full of little trinkets and then buried it like a time capsule.
Oh, nice.
And I thought like it was just like Pokemon card,
Bitcoin
like
account,
buffalo nickel, just like weird shit like that. Yeah. And then when I went to go dig it up, you know, like a month later, it was like a kid has no patience for that type of shit. They're not gonna.
We never opened up our moon biscuits.
I was by myself at this. This wasn't like a joint effort type thing.
Okay, fair.
When I went to go dig it up, I remember finding this little wooden turtle that had a lid on its back. Its shell came off with a thing, and I was like, "Whoa, Dad, look what I found!" And my dad's like, "Oh, that's mine. Thanks for finding it." Oh. And now that I'm older, I realize it was like a weed stash, and I think he had to like get rid of it, so he just threw the whole fucking thing in the backyard. But I was like, "How would a grown ass man's like wooden turtle thing that was his
hole in it?"
Yeah.
Yeah, with a
little holes, another little hole. Smelled funny.
Stinky wood.
Has grass in it.
I also didn't realize that things need to be waterproof.
Oh, yeah.
So my Altoids container immediately filled up with rusty water, and it was like swamped.
Groundwater.
Like one second after it. Yeah. It was in the ground.
Florida rain, dude. Yeah, that's tough. What if it was like a precious, like, artifact, like, and your dad's like, oh, that's mine, actually. And it's like a museum quality.
He did that. Oh. He's done that before. The fucking Lake Jackson. Crystal skull. Lake Jackson has a drain hole or whatever. It's got where it basically just empties. All the water goes into the aquifer once every 5 years or 10 years or something. And after it happened, we went out there walking on the lake bed, and I remember finding a silver dollar, and he found a quarter, and he was like, "Hey, let's trade." And I was like, "No, like I was old enough to be like, what are you fucking stupid? Dollar, mine's quarter, obviously like awesome better, as hell. Yeah. I have a giant one, and you have this tiny little dumbass one." And he made me because he had a fucking money collection, and I didn't. I was like, that could be the beginning of mine.
Yeah, you just ruined it.
Finders keepers, dumbass.
You almost had a Gollum situation on your hands.
It honestly, I went to go like pick it up, and he did that thing where he like rushed to go get it before me.
Yeah,
so I was like, sad. Dude, like this is your child. Yeah,
yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, and then he wonders why you don't call him.
And I realized that if I was on a lake bed with my kid and she saw, I would fucking bound towards that and knock her out of the way to pick it up first. Yeah. Oops, you tripped. Yeah.
Go to sleep.
I'm the one with the fucking silver dollar collection.
Yeah. It's a generational thing. It happened to your dad. Yeah. It happened to you.
It's going to happen to my kids.
Yeah. Everyone's got to learn how to start their coin collection the hard way.
Yeah, like that was his first coin
collection. It's not a fun business, okay? No,
it's not. You got to get swindled on your first deal so you understand the importance of securing a good asset like that.
That quarter, you've turned into a bullet. You kill your dad on it one day.
Yeah.
Forged in your uncle's fire.
My uncle's forged. Yeah. Crafted that quarter
blade. perfect for killing dad.
Yeah. No. It's like a little fingernail that he pokes you in the throat with.
Yeah, that would make a
that'd be sweet. Just goes right a little metal fingernail.
Yeah.
Guy from Osmosis Jones on a much smaller scale.
Have you ever seen people that would just wear those out? Like the gothic like finger covers?
This is like a hot take probably, but yeah, like when people wear like, they have them like the rings that are like little gothic finger plates. Those are so cool, but I would never wear one, but I'm like the little like sword.
I think they're cool if they don't have the tip.
Yeah. Yeah. There are ones where it's just like goes over this part.
The first knuckles. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, that's so cool. And like I want a full suit of armor type of way, but I also just don't really have the look or the confidence to wear something like that out.
Yeah.
So I'll probably never feel that joy. Yeah, I just admire. Same with like those, they're so like overdone now, but like the tattoos people get on their finger where it's like the hilt of a blade and then it goes through the knuckle and then the blade. Like little knife tattoos are so overdone in like American traditional, but if I got tattoos like that, like I'd have to get a cool knife or sword because it's just such a... It's like a big part of my... I've got like little scars all over my arms from whittling sticks and just like, whoops. Like, fuck up. Cut yourself.
You know, I forced Brian to get on Diablo 2. And and we were playing that a little bit. And I was like going through all the old items. And I was like, dude, I am having flashbacks of... I used to draw these when I was a kid. Whoa. I was so into this game. I'd be like, whoa, the ancient axes, maybe the coolest axe that's ever been made. And there's like a club that has on the end of it, it's just a human skull.
It's just a skull.
And I used to draw that fucking thing and be like, hell yeah. And it was called like Bone Snap, which is like the coolest name.
That is a cool name.
What was the other one? It was like a eagle head or something. And then the two wings were the axe.
Yeah, the axe handle. Yeah, I would draw all that.
Dude,
shit.
I drew this shit like it was my crush, and I like picked it up, and it's just like little JPEG. I was
and
like,
if you hit G and see like the old art style, it looks like dog shit. Like I have no idea how so I sussed out what the fuck it was.
You're gonna get a tattoo of those on your body now. That would be badass. Like, when they're just like nonsense.
The head
knives.
Of his cock is a skull. It looks like a little maze.
Dude, like I can't get a tattoo because I'm so just non. I can't commit to anything in my life. Yeah, non-committal. And I'm also, like, just an overthinker with stuff like that. So every time I get closer, I'm like, that could be cool. I'm like, do I want... I know it's not even the point of them. You're not, like, we'll get them while they would look good. I'm like, what, in 50 years? Like, what?
Yeah, but everybody looks like shit in 50 years.
Or I'm also like, yeah, what if I get, this one's just even more insane. Like, what if I got absolutely shredded? Would it stretch out? You know, I don't want them stretching. If I become like a bodybuilder,
yeah,
I don't know where my life's going to take me. Or what if I get really fat? You know, it's like, what happens to these tattoos? They womp, womp. Like, I kind of want to be in my set body type. And then, yeah, I've had this exact body type for like 15 years.
I don't think you're going to change either one way or the other.
I might be ready to get a tattoo. I just can't. I don't know what I get.
You know, my problem is I have this like mental image of exactly what I want. And then I'm afraid that I'm going to go get it and they're going to fuck it up so hard. Because like,
that's why you go to a fucking reputable guy.
Yeah, you go to a reputable guy, but sometimes like ideas don't translate into art style that well. Like whatever their art style may be.
They will like show you first. Yeah, they'll show you and you would be like yes or no.
That's true. I'm going to have to really put my foot down on that shit, whether it sucks. Yeah,
it's a perfect stencil, and he somehow was like...
He fucks it up. Yeah. How hard is it to make a swastika, Sam, honestly? Yeah.
But that's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep it... Is it a private thing?
No. It's a cool idea, I think. It might be the dumbest idea to you guys, but... you know, I love my dog, right? You know, I love my dog.
The footprint of your dog with a little trail.
You know that painting of the dogs playing poker?
Yeah.
I was going to get a poker table, and then I was going to get my dogs that I've had through my life.
Sweet.
And I would have Bert, my first dog, and then I would have Gwen. They would be playing. Oh. And then when Gwen, God forbid, if she ever dies, she's probably going to live to 50 or something, right?
Yeah.
55.
Future dogs will be added to it. And by the end of my life, I should have.
They'll be playing poker.
Yeah, I'll have a full table.
Actually, a great idea.
But a tattoo?
Yeah, a tattoo. I would add them.
Is it gonna be your full back or what?
No, it would probably be like that big. Where? It would probably,
bro.
I don't know. For something like that, it might have to be like a thigh. Maybe.
Yeah, thigh. We'll see. I just
maybe arm.
What does Abby think about that one?
Abby says that's an awesome idea. Do whatever you want on it. Yeah, because she has like really dumb tattoos, and she knows that I don't like.
She got like a butterfly on her ankle or something.
She's got like lady tattoos, like a little flower with dates on it of our kids and stuff, like shit like that.
So it's recent. Okay.
Yeah,
I also have to be careful with like.
What the fuck is? By the way, what the hell is that? You drew in the bag. I keep looking at it. Is that a guy shitting?
Yeah, it's like a little dude shit.
Okay. I just get that tattoo. That'd be cool.
That right there.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's cool.
What I thought.
That's a good whiteboard.
That's what I kept thinking of when you were talking about it. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if they could make it just right.
How much was that
whiteboard? I think it was $125.
Yeah, my roommate and I are looking to get a whiteboard for the gym, but that's a little pricey.
Yeah, but it's also got cork
on the other side.
Oh, dude. That's what makes it great. Are you going to do that bit? You have to. If you've got one of those, you have to. I so want a cork board in my house with just a little red yarn leading a bunch of insane.
I was going to.
Classic cork board investigation.
Yeah, I was going to do that for Shadows of Doubt, probably.
Sweet.
And then I also had an idea to just have like an insane conspiracy pre-done. And then like in the middle of stream, just be like, hey guys, hold on, let me go get my corkboard. And I wheel it up like this and then quickly flip it over and I'm going to ride on the other side. But like, obviously
that's a great
incomprehensible garbage.
I would just want one already set up on it. Like I would make something unrelated and then people would come over and be like, what the fuck is
I would just want it to be like a clipped moment where people go like, what was that? I saw it for like 4 seconds.
Dude, I know you're not allowed to, but if it was just like a picture of Aqua in the center, like where it's just him eating a sandwich, and then like a bunch of homeless people with red X's around them.
News articles of homeless people murdered in different cities.
It would be so fun to just set up, like printing the different shit out, and it would be so good.
That'd be
like
so
a police sketch
so
of Aqua. Like it's very clearly Aqua, but it's hand drawn.
Yeah.
Big question marks and red paint and stuff. That'd be great. Yeah. Fuck. Maybe I'll invest. Oh wait, on my taxes, I can't have fun ever again. buy a silly thing
it's
again. Oh my god. Yeah. So, this is a good time to still be non-committal about tattoos because I also know, like, I have an addictive personality. So, like, when I probably got one, I'd very quickly be like, more. Everyone says that with tattoos. Like, you.
Well, because you need,
you open up the floodgate.
One looks weird.
Yeah.
It's either one or five.
Yeah.
You know, or then you get, then you can decide to be like full body.
I'd want like a unique style to them, but also like some styles. Like, I also am very aware that I'm already how I'm perceived on like dating apps and stuff.
A fucking new loon.
Yeah. No.
Eccentric.
No, not, no, like my mask I wear of mustache, middle part guy. Like, if I either start rock climbing or get a bunch of, like, American traditional tattoos, I'm put even further into that type of guy.
That archetype.
And I don't like to be, like, put in any, you know, corners. Maybe don't like to be put in corners.
Yeah.
So that's why I quit my membership to the gym. That was mainly a rock climbing facility. Smart. And I haven't gotten any cool tattoos. But I did buy a pair of loafers recently, so I'm edging.
Give and take.
I'm gooning in. Yeah, it's a give and take, okay? It's I bought some penny loafers, okay? But I also, but whatever, you know?
You know,
I bought a spincha that I'll never get. Yeah. Like,
I don't think, is that an archetype of the rock climbing and guys with mustaches?
Yeah, very much. It's a modern day archetype, yeah. I see it a lot.
You know what I was thinking was when I think of, I guess, people a little bit younger than me, like your age range. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like very, very personal hobbies and like very, very like hobby focused people. And so I feel like that's why they seem to have I just feel like my mom's generation or even my brother's generation, actually millennials are a little bit more into doing like hobby type shit, but and pip shit in there.
I farted for sure. Farted.
Farted big time. I feel like my mom's generation doesn't. They don't have like hobbies like that.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a hobby, it's like some minor little thing. But my mom's generation was very like career focused.
No internet.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I guess the generations born of shitty economic times, they're like, fuck it, dude. I'm doing rock climbing. I'm doing more like.
It seems like a great workout.
It seems like fun, yeah.
It's like the. Also, I'm sponsored by an IPA. To me, at least, I think this is a comment. Like, that archetype is also very heavily associated with IPAs. Think lettuce if he was not like a bodybuilder.
Climbing rocks.
Yeah, like imagine like a skinny. Like a more scrawny lettuce is kind of like the type. Like what I like if I got lettuce tattoos and I went and climbed a rock.
Oh,
which is not a bad thing. Like I like the kind of girls that seem to like those kinds of guys, but also I'm just very non-committal. I don't even want to commit to like who am I? I don't want to commit to an archetype or a hobby. So I never have any hobbies or interests. So that way I can never
watching TV.
Yeah, except for TV and jerking.
I have the problem of I get into hobbies fleetingly and without having enough time to dedicate
where
to
you,
them.
Where you get money, you put money into the shit, you do the research, and then you do surface level crap, and you're like, I'm bored. I want to do something
I do
else
that now. A lot where I really get into something for like a month, and then I'm like, well, I just spent a lot of money on that, and I'm probably not going to. Every year, this golf, I'm like, golf, I fucking love golf. And then now, like, my friend I was golfing with has been gone for a week, and I'm like, I haven't even thought about it. And for, like, a month straight, I was just, like, buying new clubs and outfits and stuff. And now I'm like,
are you talking about it? Yeah.
Yeah, I do, like, I really, at least that one, like, it will come. You can play that your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
But, like, there's other things where I'm just, like.
You'll grow into it.
Yeah. Like, I drawing is so hard for me to, like, stick with. I'll just go through cycles.
I feel like I'm stockpiling for a future where I have more time.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean? You're in your life now.
Well, I'm hoping the kids will get older and I'll have literally more personal time is what I mean by that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess that will actually happen.
How much old are you talking about, like, old enough to...
I don't know. If I pull out anything, dude, if I pull out anything, it's just like, what's that? What's that? Let me out. Can I? You know. Yeah.
Well, old enough to just give them an iPad and go, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Just
I'm actually really concerned about that. Like, what at what age do you give a kid a phone? What age do Like, should I even let my kids have social media?
I don't think you need to give. I think they're pretty far away.
13 is when I got it, dude.
Yeah, I was like.
14. Yeah, but that's you guys.
The younger, like, my little brother got a phone in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, iPad kids.
And my little. You know,
like, 3 years
little
old, you
sister,
see them in a
though,
shopping cart just, like, fucking watching whatever. Yeah,
I had to, fight. I wanted her to get a phone. I've, like, actually done probably harm in that. Like, she didn't even want a phone. And she's like, I'm not interested. And I'm like, well, like, if we had one line, like, you're going, like, you're in old enough. Like, when I was your age, I would have loved a phone. So I'm like, here, I got you a phone.
You know when?
And then she now is on her own volition. Like, she like, locks it up during the, she doesn't use it. Mm. And she deleted TikTok off of it because she's like, I don't have enough time to draw.
Get them a phone when they're old enough to stay home alone. That's when you, that's
dude,
phone
I was,
age.
I was staying home alone when I was like five. Like, I don't think you.
Okay, legally stay home alone. That's what I mean.
Is there
like
a legal?
Legally.
There's not a legal age.
Well, there's an age where it's considered neglect. Like, I can't.
Yeah, you
I can't
five,
leave a
illegal.
5 year old alone in the house, and I can't leave a fucking 95 year old alone in the house.
Oh. Or like.
Well, but
or
you
like, get,
what?
Neglect.
So when does it start? Like 8? 9?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
When can you be?
I think you got to be older than that, don't you? I thought it was like 12.
Yeah,
13.
It's like a necessity thing for some people. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Daycare and shit's expensive. I get that.
Yeah, like
My daughter is 5 now, and there's no way in hell I would ever leave her alone.
Maybe
she would turn on the fucking stove and burn down the house or something.
I was probably like 6 or. So maybe a little older, but I was very easy. Like I was very concerned about
like
breaking
that,
rules and stuff. So
I was watching
Breaking
Bad and Jesse goes to
like that little redhead kid.
Yeah. The little kid that just comes out of the crack house and just like,
was
he's like I'm hungry.
That was poop. No, I knew where the fucking, I would call my dad
infomercials at night
with the home phone while he's at work and be like, can I have a granola bar? And he's like, you don't have to call me. Yeah. You can have a granola bar. And I'll be like, call him like 20 minutes later, like, can I have a little bit of turkey?
That age? What's the age that they can go to school to the, they walk by themselves to the bus and then what
dude,
age?
You can do that when you're really young too.
That'll be the age you give them a phone and teach them how to use it. Because like, when you're leaving them unsupervised, that's when they should have a phone.
But home phones are like, I
like,
had a home
what about
phone,
like a jitterbug?
Yeah, but you don't have a home phone when you're walking to school.
Like a little.
I had a little Moto Razor as a kid.
What the hell?
This is hard, dude. There's no like yes or like right
phone.
Answer.
They gave me a gun and a knife, and they said, "Fend."
Yeah, fend for yourself, dude.
Yeah, here's your bow and here's your sword. I don't think there is a set. It's very subjective to how your kids are.
That's true.
Like, what do you want? You just don't want them to be gaming on their phone all day? I mean, come on, you were a little gamer as a kid.
I was. Look how I turned out.
One of them, yeah.
True.
These kids very easily. They're like me, dude. If there's something pretty on the screen, they'll sit there and just look. Just not even. You can sit there and be like, hey, Madeline. Like right there next to her. And she's like watching SpongeBob completely zoned out. Like she's in there with them. And I'm like, dude, dinner's been ready for 12 minutes. Get the fuck in
there.
Yeah,
get them a jitterbug. Get them a fucking phone.
Like, these kids, they just zone in on stuff.
Also, I think why it works sometimes when I'd stay home when my dad would work is that I'd just sleep till like fucking noon, even when I was a little kid. And I'd just like, I'd basically wake up like 2 hours before he'd get home. And there was really not a lot of... I don't know if your kids wake up at like 6 a.m. It's a lot more time in a day to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of fucked, to be honest. Like, these kids wake up early, dude.
Yeah.
They wake up early.
I've always had like
some they do stuff at night, like they wake up and have little missions at night while we're asleep.
You were looking into getting a deadbolt on the outside.
Yeah, just get them afraid of the dark. And they
I was thinking about hiring maybe a person to just hang out in the living room and just dress up at night and just sit there like watch.
Yeah,
and keep them in their side of the
growl.
Yeah, keep them in their bedrooms. Because they wander around, dude.
I'm sure you can find a normal person to do that job you can trust around your kids.
Yeah.
I'm a Craigslist ad. I need you to scare my children and watch them.
Scare them inside their rooms.
Watch my children sleep. Must be normal, safe to have around the kids.
Dude, I don't know how many times I've woken up and, like, I'll just find a pillow and a little blanket, like, in the bathroom, like, hidden in the corner. It's because Madeline will wake up and she'll just be like, I don't want to sleep in my room, but I want to be close in proximity to dad and mom. And so she just like sleeps in the bathroom or something where she can see us out the door.
Why?
Or she'll like, we found her two nights ago coughing in the bathroom at like 3 a.m. And what she was doing was she was sleeping like at the foot of our bed, like a dog, she got up and realized she had to cough. So she went in the bathroom to hide and cough so that she didn't wake us. But she knew if we woke up, we'd be like, get back in your own fucking bed. So she's like in the bathroom going, and which is horrifying. Imagine at like 3 a.m, you wake up and you're like, there's like a growling noise in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like
and
fucking then you get BT, your gun. Dude.
She's lucky I didn't Oscar Pistorius. Yeah, just mag dump through the door. Like there's goblin noises in there. She's hiding by the laundry basket. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're weird, dude. But what concerns me is they're also a danger to themselves. So like 3 a.m, they could just wake up and decide, I'm going to go downstairs and then fall down the fucking stairs.
I think I slept with my, slept in my parents' bed like too long. Like what's normal? 14? No, I'm just kidding. But like when I was a little, I remember when my dad started like dating again, he's like, you cannot sleep in here anymore. I'm like, what the fuck? And the first night, you. I like still remember, I don't know, I was probably like 8 or something when I stopped sleeping in there. And I remember sleeping in my own bedroom for the first time. It was like the most horrifying, like saddening. I just cried all night in there in my little bed. I'm like, this room is not home. Like it sucked in there.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me in the bedroom anymore. So I would pull out the sleeping bag and I would lay it in the hallway so that I could.
That's where your fucking kid got
yeah,
it from.
So yeah, so I could see where she's But I would sit there and lay in the hallway and be like, hey, mom. And she'd be like, she'd close the door so that all you can see is just like a shred of her in bed. And she's like, fucking leave me alone, you weird little kid. Sleep in the hallway.
Yeah.
But I don't know where my kid's getting this weird behavior from. But I do remember being forced to sleep in my room for the,
I want to sleep with my dad longer.
I was so scared of the dark. I would go to bed with I had like these little hang on the wall sconces with like little turn those on. Nipples. I would turn on the overhead light, and then I had a little side table lamp on top of my dresser. I'd turn that on, and my closet light with my doors open because I didn't like the doors closed because I thought somebody could be hiding in there, you know?
Yeah.
So I opened all that up. I'd turn everything on and close my door, and it would be like daytime in my fucking bedroom.
I was afraid
that's the
of the
only
dark
way I could go sleep.
That drive home the other day when I got my taxes and I had to grow up.
That was it.
I feel like until like I moved like here and then I just started getting like for like too long I had like a fear of irrational, like I knew there's nothing but like ghouls and ghosts and thing, you know, like the paranormal.
Yeah,
I didn't even believe in it, but
it's
scary. Yeah, like I just always think like worst. Like I try to scare myself really bad, like mentally, and I'm always like thinking like there's something that like I don't know, just paranoia.
Yeah.
And then when I moved here and I started being afraid of like real people killing me, and that it completely went away. Now like I can just like walk into like the fucking creepy cellar and be like, whatever, like what's in here? Like I got like some rolls in there. I'm like, oh fuck it, I'll just go in there in the dark and feel around. But like I feel like even like 3 years ago I'd have been like, oh, this is a little spooky.
You pick up the pace. Yeah.
But
dude,
once I discovered my doorbell at 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm gonna get killed. Like a man is gonna kill me. There's worse fears than ghosts.
There is.
Dude. Yeah.
Movies and stuff always like hyped up the paranormal being really spooky. But once I got access to the internet and I got to see like the depths of human depravity. Yeah. As I do, the cartels out there, who knows where they could be? They could be slinking around.
Well, they could be hiding out in my backyard at night.
Yeah.
And not only that, but like, one trip down Wikipedia on like Dennis Rader's profile or like any serial killer, and you're like, fuck, dude. Like,
John Wick. Oh,
it's like, not about
like
ghosts
that.
And stuff. Yeah.
Baba Yaga's out there, dude. I'm like, holy shit.
There's some dark people out there. They scare me more than anything.
Muff Eater.
Muff Eater 86.
Dudes like that. I live like right. I can't actually say it. It's probably doxing. Never mind.
I live right next to
There's something horrifying very close to me. But never mind. Whatever. I got to be more
careful.
What are you allowed to talk about the thing that got leaked that one time? It was like 2 weeks ago that got leaked.
No, the whole point is that it got leaked, you dumbass.
Yeah, the
like,
point is to not no, talk not, about not it ever
the
again.
Literal, not the literal leak, but the leak into what it entailed.
No.
No.
You're not even allowed to talk about
bringing
that?
Any okay. amount of attention to it is kind of like the point of.
It's not like I'm saying 123 Fake Street or something or.
No.
No.
But,
how about you? Look, he's okay. sweating. You got him sweating.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Just yeah, no, an insane was, question.
I was just
that thing
so funny.
You're trying
to
cover up. Can I talk about what that was? No, I'd like no. it if you didn't.
Yeah, I'd prefer you didn't.
I'd much prefer that prefer if you actually past. Didn't bring it up.
Everyone in the comments too. Now it. We've like brought up, but like people were like, "What yeah. was it?" And they're like, "Well, it was." I'm like, "What are you doing? Like,
you're fucking running.
Why are you so
yeah, you
hungry to know? Like, it's clearly something you shouldn't
it's a
know."
Streisand effect, dude. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
The Barbara Streisand effect.
Yeah.
Hot.
That was fucking
hot.
Sexy.
You know my when. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Can I take a pee break?
Yeah, go take.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I drink
yeah.
big water. You can keep talking.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Yeah. What were you gonna say? What was your story?
I was gonna say that back to like childhood fears when I was a kid. There was this old lady next door to me named Mrs. Barber, and I had this deal with her where I would take out her garbage and I'd bring it down to the street. But my mom always reminded me basically when it was nighttime. And so she'd be like, "All right, now you gotta go bring Mrs. Barber's trash down to the street." Uh-oh. And I would like, and Mrs. Barber, that fucking old bitch, didn't have a single floodlight, didn't have a porch light on, nothing, dude. It was just a black void out there. And my mom didn't give me no flashlight. She didn't give me shit, dude. I was just out there. Like, that was really, like, I felt like there were some moments where I felt like I was kind of losing it. Like, I would just hear, like, a crack and, like, you know, I was just full head spinning. I remember doing 360s. Like, dude, there's shit around me, you know? Like, you think you see in complete darkness almost like that. It was like you'd think you would see something, you know, and it's just a bug just flying by and you're like, oh my God, it's running circles, man. It's predator.
Yeah. If you even feel a fucking bug even touch your head, you're just like,
freaking the fuck out.
Beat the shit out
Nosferatu of yourself, is like touching me or something. He's around. He's like right behind me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And I remember she had a circle driveway and I would have to take her trash can from the side of her house, which was, of course, this black abyss of an alleyway.
Even darker. It's
yeah,
darker.
Somehow even darker. Advanced darkness. And I would go over there and grab that fucking thing. And I remember my mom would be on the front porch watching. She'd be like, "I'm watching you." You know, she's out there with no bra and holding her tits up under her arms. "I'm watching you, son." And I'd be like, "You can't even see me. You know, she just watched me just step off into the abyss, you know." And I remember I was so panicked trying to get the garbage can to the street, and I was running so fast with it behind me. I had both my hands on the handles. I tripped, and the trash can full of garbage ran me over. And I ate shit. My mom was like mad that she had to go out there and help me up because I was like, "The garbage can ran me over, Mom." And
that's fucked up. Yeah. That was the real terror.
It was just terror because like I was like pinned down in the darkness, you know. It was a traumatic time. And then on top of that, I think it was around the same time. I don't know why. It's like when you experience something bad, you kind of want that to happen to somebody else so that there's some trauma bonding there, you know.
Yeah.
My brother had this friend Chris, and I went over to his house. And his little sister was there, and I was made to like hang out with her, even though I didn't fucking like her. And she went out to the garage for something, and I noticed she was like deep in the garage, and I just calmly turned the light off, and I closed and locked the door, and I walked away. And like,
dude,
that was honestly a traumatic moment for me because I remember the mom like 2 minutes later. You know, this kid was probably in absolute hell in there. The mom came out there, unlocked the door, consoled her kid, and then the mom spanked me viciously for a very long time.
So now you have to get her spanked.
Yeah, then I was like, the loop. I went home, and like they told my mom about it. My mom was like, "You spanked my kid for like a long time." Like I was really fucked up about it. I remember it. It was one of the more brutal spankings I received. Yeah. It was more like lashings, you know? Like, it wasn't like a spanking is just like, pop, pop, you know? Like, get on your way. This was like...
You didn't put a kid in a solitary confinement for X amount of time.
Yeah, but... she was kind of crazy. She was a brat, yeah. But yeah, you know, sometimes you want other people to experience your trauma. And that was kind of a bonding point for us. Not really. I didn't actually. She was scared of me after that. I don't know why. I was just like, you should experience what I experienced.
Yeah, you fucking.
What kind of generational shit am I in right now?
Sam got ran over by a garbage can in the night.
In the night.
And horrified.
And I was held down in the darkness. In the dark. So, yeah, I was scared in the dark with garbage on top of me.
And this, so for some reason, he thought it would make him feel better to go into some other kid's house and lock her in a garage in the dark.
Yeah, I turned the lights off on this lady and closed the door on her. And
they're related.
Yeah. Because I'm like, this next generation needs to experience the same trials and tribulations I did.
God, that used to happen to me, too. Where they would fucking lock me in a room in the dark, like fucking my friend's older brother. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking... It's like a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage, and at that point, legitimately, it could help you out. Stephen King, the reason why he has so many weird stories is because he says that his parents used to lock him in a closet for like hours as punishment, and in that closet, he would come up with stories and stuff. So that could have been like a boon to our creativity.
Have you heard his stories? If that's the stories he's coming up with in the dark, that kid was having panic attacks.
Well, no, he said I have to fabricate something worse than my reality. And that's why he came up with those stories. I unfortunately didn't channel it into creativity. I just passed my trauma along to another kid.
Yeah.
Which is not as healthy, I don't think.
Well, I mean, how zany of a story are you to come up with 3 seconds taking out the trash? Like,
I just came up with Dune.
I came up with this epic, this 12-book epic after getting ran over in the darkness.
Sequel. Trash can, yeah.
Sequel trilogy. Oh, my God.
And then from the heavens, hanging titty came out from the sky and picked me up.
I got spanked really bad once because, like, little friend I had, this girl and I, we hid from our parents, like, underneath a mattress, like, little mattress house thing. And at first, like, we were just hiding there, like, playing, and then it was, like, parents were like, where are you? Like, okay, where are you? And we're like, oh, like, let's stick with it. And then it became, like, cops were called or something. It's like, our children are missing!
Dude, we have so many parallels.
Yeah, and then when we finally came out, we're like, we are here! It's like, whap, 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 whap! Like, oh, shit, like, I did not understand the severity. And then
everyone's done that.
And then I was spanked, so I'm like, I'm gonna hide forever. I'll never come out.
Dude, mine was classic... I'd been paying attention, dude. Mine was we were playing hide and go seek in my bedroom as a kid. This was like a 10x10 room. Very small room. And what I did was I broke up my outline. I didn't hide all in one place.
Yeah. Smart.
I hid just my legs inside of a duffel bag. And then my upper body, I just laid a shirt over me, and then I put my upper and then I moved like a my little office chair. I moved like rolled it over kind of so that the seat was hanging over my body. And so if you look down, you would see like seat, duffel bag, shirt, like, but, and I'm saying they did a full round of hide and go seek. They found every kid. And then I was having a sleepover with like 4 or 5 kids, and the kids went out and got my mom, and they're like, we can't find Sam. And they did a full canvas of the room. And my mom's just like, I'm watching her feet. She's just standing in the middle of my room going, the kid's not fucking in here, obviously. Yeah. Like, she looked under the bed, in the closet.
You can't hide 300 pounds a kid in this room. Like, yeah,
she just did like a quick like 180. And she was like, is he outside? Like, yeah, the panic set in of like, whoa, where'd my kid go? She checked the window to see if it was locked. Like, did he crawl out the window or something? And is trying to hide.
Vents.
Yeah, she tried. Yeah. She,
he's in the walls. We gotta get him out. It's ripping apart the house,
clawing it. Yeah,
but she's checking other rooms. She's checking outside and everything, calling for me. And yeah, I came out and got in trouble.
Oh my god!
For being a good hider, for winning,
the best at the game. Yeah,
yeah. I get punished for that for being good. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's
really didn't know how to reward excellency.
You guys are dog shit.
Yeah,
I miss hide and go seek. That's a good ass game. I wish that was more acceptable to play. I wish people.
Hide and go seek in the dark. next level. It doesn't get better.
Outside
my dad's
nighttime.
Second house, he had a basement, and we would play that. Like, I'd get some friends together, and then, like, our family, like, if there's cousins or shit, we'd play it. And I had the fucking Cyclops, the, like, Russian night vision goggles.
Yeah.
And I would be, like, all right, I'll count. And then it's like, ching. Like, going in, I'd fucking be like, I
predator.
Got you. Yeah, no, I would have like a little red light where people would be like, what the hell is that? But I was cheating quite a bit.
You wouldn't let anyone else use it. It was just
when I was hiding, I could see where they were coming from. We'd be covering the little thing. It wasn't as effective. But
I remember pissing myself multiple times hide and go seek in the dark. Yeah. I would sit in a bush and I would be so committed to not moving that all of a sudden that's when bladder became an issue.
Oh God! And I used to I've talked about this also, but like I'd be very even when you're not playing, I would just go over to my friends' houses and they'd be like, "Yeah, X and X are coming over later." I'd be like, "Why don't I hide?" And they won't know I'm here and I'll scare them later.
Even ask that.
I could hide for like 3 hours. I just hide somewhere. I'd like lay in the mattress or I'd be like in the shower, like with the curtain. Like I'd hear like their mom piss and I'm like, I'm hiding. Like I'm still, I would like weirdly commit. And for like, it wasn't a huge span of my life, but for like a summer, I was weirdly into like, oh, they're coming over. Why don't I not enjoy the time with my friends? But instead, like, I hide in the couch and they don't even ever know I was here.
You and have your little Stephen King stories.
I definitely talked about it that one time where I went to my friend's birthday party. And it was a surprise birthday party for him. And I was like, what about I, like, sit in the very back of the theater, like, separate from you guys, and I, like, wear my hood up. And he didn't know I, like, in all the group pictures, I'm in the background, like, five rows back. Watch the entire movie by myself, even though I love watching movies with people, just to commit to, like, oh, boy, like, this is going to be hilarious. And then when the movie was over, they were all down there, like, joking. And, like, about halfway through, I'm like, fuck, like, I fucked up. Yeah. Like, I'm having so much fun, but I was like, and then when the movie was over, he walked by me. I'm like, good movie, huh? And he's like, whoa, what the fuck? And then that was it. And I remember afterwards, I think that was one of the last times I was like, oh, I would think I would have much rather enjoyed just hanging out with my friends for like 2 hours.
I suspect, no, I don't think I told this story when you told that story, but I made my grandparents go to see the Pokemon movie when it came out. And then as soon as we sat down, I recognized someone in the front row and I left to go sit with them. And so my 70-year-old grandparents had to watch the Pokemon movie by themselves.
Dude,
surrounded by children. They were just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Like making out and shit, dude.
They were not.
Fucking popcorn.
They were pissed. Man, these people are Southern Baptists, dude. The concept of Pokemon is just sacrilegious. There's evolution and shit in there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You beat him. Not happy about
some satanic shit.
That's I
said this will
thinking
fix you.
Back to shit like that though, where it's like, my grandma used to basically like pick me up from everything, drive me everywhere because she just was retired and my parents weren't, and I would always like as a little kid be like embarrassed by that. I just have like old grandma and like shitty car, like always got to drive me everywhere. And I feel so bad about it now, just like the vanity of it all. And there's one time I really like, I was lifeguarding like sophomore year of high school, and this chick I had a crush on, I asked her like, oh, do you think you could give me a ride home? And she's like, oh my God, like, fuck. Yeah, I guess I'll give you, like, she really didn't even want to. And I was like, score. And then I went out to the parking lot. And my grandma was out there. I forgot I had asked her to drive me home. And I just, like waved her off.
Get up.
I got in this girl's car and drove off. And then later she called me. I was like, what was that? Like, what is going on? I'm like, you get it. Like, I was, you know, she's a cute girl.
I was getting theoretical pussy.
And what if she had died on her drive home? And I never got to see her.
Dude, if she got into an accident? Dude, oh, my God.
Yeah. But I know there's just so many times like that, or like my older brother driving me to school and he had like a beater car, and I'd be like, no, like drop me off. Like, yeah, it's fine to drop me off like here. Just such like image based shit that doesn't really matter.
Doesn't even matter. Yeah.
But, like, I'd always be like, my grandma would drive me to every, she's like a third parent, and pull up to a soccer game. I'm like, okay, grandma. And she's like, oh, I love you sweetheart. I'm like, oh, got it. Oh, got it.
You bitch.
You yeah. bitch. Do it quietly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Get a heart attack. Yeah. Fucking die.
I fucking love yeah. you too, bud. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
I remember doing that to my grandpa. Not like a I don't want to be seen with you type yeah. thing. It was like he would pick me up and we'd go down to basically this gas station and eat hot dogs. Because he was like, he grew up during the time of just like, the gas station's got good food. Like,
yeah.
it hadn't gotten
was
bad yet.
Time? Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Like, diner type places that were also A-W's. Restaurants. You know?
yeah.
And, okay. Oh, God.
And grandpa didn't want to be seen with
my grandma's
like,
calling
yeah.
at 11 p.m. Yeah. This might yeah. be bad. Hold on.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's happening?
His grandma's calling him at this hour.
Oh, Jesus.
Your grandpa choked on a gas station hot dog. You're supposed to be there with him.
yeah.
You're supposed to be eating. Oh no!
Uh-oh, that's a yeah. face of.
Hey, maybe I should not be making jokes. Okay.
Well, his grandpa's dead. So
yeah. That's... Yeah. So that joke actually plays.
That was. Yeah.
It's not. Oh man. Well, I'm Ooh. Not good in serious situations. Not the guy to bring yeah. to a funeral. I am not. I cannot.
Well, he walked
cannot,
away abruptly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's all going to be cut out. No,
it's going to be
stay.
An ad break. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
go to commercial. Cut the commercial.
But yeah, yeah. Do a dub over Sam's voice. Wow. Wait, what? A good deal on Hawk?
We use that in the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Whoa, I'm out the door right now to go get that deal.
To get this fucking, what is it, AirPods or what?
Comes back, his eyes are just fucking red from crying.
yeah, I missed my deal.
yeah. No, they were all
my
sold Ray out.
Sold. yeah.
They sold out. It is too good. Oh. Uh-oh. Hello?
I'm back.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I probably have to go to the hospital for a short stint.
Oh.
God,
I've been drinking, man. That drive's gonna be
Uber.
Cool.
Yeah, can you Uber?
It should probably Uber.
Uber? Oh yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
we're getting Abby to drive.
It takes the fun out of it, don't you think?
yeah, I'll join you in the hospital.
yeah.
yeah. But you don't have to talk about it on here. But not good. I'm assuming I can read her. Someone's giving birth.
Yeah, yeah. Happy times at the hospital. Happy yeah. times.
Okay.
My 90-year-old grandma calls at 11 p.m.
Their water broke.
Not a birth, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a birth.
Sorry. Well, yeah. We let's end it.
Damn,
there,
dude.
Then.
I didn't get to talk about DayZ. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah.
This entire fucking. Dude, we've been so. Itching. I have been so into it, and it is the shittiest goddamn experience I've played. It's yeah. like Brian it's has been fucking... trying to get into this escape yeah. from Deer Isle server.
Oh yeah,
and the queue on it is so long. I got priority because you know I got yeah. the channel and everything. Yeah. You know, I got Devin to yeah. talk to yeah. the guy for me, but they basically charge.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a fake queue. I don't think there's that many people trying to
it's
get
inflated.
It. I think it's inflated. I think they're like, oh, you ain't paying? You're
you
waiting
a hot
in the bag.
Chick
you're
famous?
Yeah, you're waiting.
You're going to have to wait a little bit. I've been having so much fun on it. Brian has tried to get on for two nights in a row, and we've yep. ended up playing Scrabble on Discord, like that Letter yep. League or whatever.
Yeah.
Two hours, I was 2 hours in queue, and it was nighttime, and then the server closed 20 minutes after. I was like, this is great.
He got in.
I'm so
he had
glad.
Been trying to get in since like 9:20, and at about 11:45, he gets in.
Oh, my
God. And yep. we were able to play for, yeah, like 20 minutes or something like that.
Oh, God.
Me and Bizzle almost got in, and then the server restarts. So, like, it yeah. takes an hour to get in, and then the server
and then
lasts
you, once
2 hours.
Once you're in, you're in DayZ, so everything also takes forever.
Forever, yep. yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been having some somewhere. Insane fun on there, but really? I can't. Yeah, but I've also discovered that Letter League is fucking awesome.
yeah, good, or wait, or queue
yeah,
shit.
Is it good content?
No, it's Scrabble.
Content.
It's
oh.
Scrabble.
No,
you're
I'm
just screaming at each other.
Yeah,
no, it's
Scrabble.
Fucking unless you have priority, unless you suck yeah. their dick and pay for it.
You have to
I know
wait
to
basically.
Suck dick, dude. If I know how to do one thing.
Yeah. No, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. And apparently it's what they want Escape from Tarkov to be. It's basically, it's just one big map, and then you escape from different towns, you extract, and you end up at the
from what I was able to play yesterday. It was okay.
You know that place that we logged off at the airfield? I logged on today, killed three motherfuckers. Three! I got out of there. I felt awesome. I mean, these guys were basically homeless people. They had almost no gear on them, but I felt like a vagabonds. God. I was up there on the rooftop shooting them. That game, dude.
Christ, dude.
It brings back memories. But anyways, my mom might be dying at the hospital. Okay. Should I talk about DayZ or should I?
should probably go home.
We really didn't get into Letter League as much as I wanted.
I wanted to talk about some of the gameplay.
I'm sorry, man.
She should be all right, right?
I don't know.
Nah, she's fine. She's fine. My grandma always makes up stuff. She exaggerates. Really? Like, she exaggerates.
Yeah. Blood everywhere. Well, it's not really that
depending on the severity of it, you should either cut or leave in Brian and I talking when you got up. Because it will be either in poor taste or funny, depending on the situation.
On the prognosis.
How many times have I been fucked over by goddamn... It's only been two times. Two hospital visits.
Too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get an Uber, though, or...
Yeah. You drank too much.
Yeah.
No, what you do is you hold up your thumbs on the steering wheel and you keep the road in between
them. You can keep them between. Oh, yeah.
I've never... That's awesome.
Yeah. As long as you're not looking at trees between your thumbs, you're good, dude.
Yeah.
And then I started going, "Hi there, what's your name? Hi, my name." Yeah.
Added fun, draw faces on your on your thumbs.
Each other.
I always used to do that when I was a kid. I'd draw smiley faces on my thumbs, and they'd be my little buddies.
I go, "Hi there, Sam. I love you. Hi there, I respect you."
That what you would do waiting for 3 hours at a friend's birthday party?
Yeah, you gotta make fun. Oh, the gang's all here. Look at all the fingers. The fingers. Are the ladies, these two. Okay, Sam, you should get to the hospital.
Yeah, you should. Okay,
well,